This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 6th. Okay, I'd like to start by thanking everybody for watching Navalier Market Buzz, which came out on Sunday. That's twice a week on YouTube, Navalier Market Buzz. But on Sunday's issue, we talked a lot about the memory stocks and how they're great buys right now, and they're all going to be gapping up this morning. The other thing that's getting excitement about the memory stocks is there's a South Korean company called SK Hynix that's having a $28 billion IPO. It looks like the memory shortage is going to persist well into next year, okay? And if you want to know more details about it, there's another YouTube channel out there called Market Insider with the Epic Times that's hosted by Simic. I've been on the show before. And they had a memory analyst on the show that explained it very, very eloquently why there's such an acute memory shortage right now for all the AI data centers and everything else. So memory's a screaming buy now. Micron's trading at 6.5 times forecast earnings, even though it just posted over 1,300% earnings growth. The analysts are estimating over 900% earnings growth this quarter, but with surprises, it'll probably be another 1,300 to 1,400%. So I'm very, very bullish on all our memory stocks. Our main ones are Micron, Seagate, and I know we do some SanDisk as well, and manage accounts. So take advantage of that. You know, when you get these dips, they're incredible buying opportunities. All last week was just normal profit taking headed into holiday weekend, and now it's time to focus on earnings, and now we got the positive analyst revisions, got a big IPO, a lot of things to be excited about. Now, speaking of IPOs, SpaceX is being added to the NASDAQ 100, and you know, it was recently added to the Russell 1000 as well. But what's interesting is the SpaceX allocation in NASDAQ 100 is going to be lower than normal, because it only floated 5% of its shares when it went public. Now, obviously, a lot of insider shares will become available, the float will increase, and some insiders will sell, and SpaceX weight in the NASDAQ 100 should start to go up. But right now, its shares are its share weight in the NASDAQ 100 is constrained due to its thin float. So that's going to be interesting, but that as the insiders bail, the NASDAQ should be buying more shares and actually might help firm things up. So I just find that very interesting, the mechanics of all that. But otherwise, you know, interest rates are headed lower. You see gold bounced off its 200-day moving average, still is very firm here. I know my gold stocks are more volatile. They are going to have very good sales and earnings. I'm watching the gold situation not carefully, but I will trim some of the more volatile ones, but I only want to trim in the strength. And my main message is enjoy it, everybody. It's just an incredible environment we're in. Look, from everything I can see, earnings are accelerating here. The positive analyst revisions last quarter was unbelievable. This quarter is just as good, if not better. GDP is going to push 5% this quarter. So I'm very excited. I can't be more excited. So I want you to enjoy this. We're going to have some distractions this week. You know, President Trump is headed to NATO. As you may know, he wants everybody to spend more money. He's very disappointed in the NATO members. It wouldn't help him with the Strait of Hormuz and security and all that stuff. And President Zelensky from Ukraine will be there. And, of course, the situation between Ukraine and Russia is very serious. You know, one time under the Biden administration when they got money, they were not supposed to attack Moscow. Well, guess what? They're attacking Moscow. They're attacking St. Petersburg. Russia's retaliating and attacking Kiev. So, you know, this is a very, very serious war, okay? And you know, President Trump wants them to sit down and have a peace agreement, and they seem to want to kill each other. But it's a very dangerous position for for Europe to have a proxy war with Russia. So we'll see what happens. It'd be great if, you know, they could come up with some sort of peace agreement. But in the meantime, it's getting to be a little scary, the military action right now. So hopefully they'll be able to resolve that one, okay? Otherwise, you know, you look around the world and we're still the oasis, folks, you know? What can I tell you? We had a big heat wave. We survived it. The U.S. is an oasis out there. Other countries, you know, they get a heat wave and they their economy grinds to a halt. They don't, a lot of them don't have air conditioning or enough air conditioning, like in for much of Europe. And we just keep going. Americans work. And and we celebrate prosperity in America, you know. And I know they bash a lot of the billionaires out there, but you can invest with them, okay? And you can just jump on board and let them make you rich too. And that's kind of what this technology revolution is all about, with AI and data centers. And so you can complain about them or you can just get rich, and I recommend you do the latter. This is the best market environment since 1999, and it looks like it's going to be continue. It's always interesting what inning we're in, but this rally. But all I can tell you is, based on order backlogs, this is going to persist through 2029. So a lot to look forward to, folks. So hang on, enjoy the ride. All our fundamentally dispersed stocks are great buys and dips. So take advantage of it, and that's it. And I'll update you during fast market conditions as this week proceeds. But right now, it looks awfully good. So enjoy the ride.